Ukraine will not back down. I'm Senior Airman Christian Conrad, and this is your KMC Update. Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin met at Ramstein Air Base last week alongside General C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to discuss the future of U.S. aid to Ukraine amid Russia's continued war on the country.
Praising the countries of conscience who are working together to aid Ukraine in its fight against Russia, Austin reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to matching Ukraine's resolve to representatives of over 50 countries who were in attendance during March 19th's Ukraine Defense Contact Group. Austin also made special mention of what havoc Russia's aggression is wreaking on their country's wallet.
Putin's war of choice will cost Russia $1.3 trillion in previously anticipated economic growth through 2026, and Ukraine's defenders continue to degrade the Kremlin's capabilities.
Austin closed by saying an investment in Ukrainian security is an investment in global security, and underscored the importance of the contact group's sustained existence and support. For AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossklag.
Speaking of increased capabilities, Ramstein stands poised to roll out a new electronic jacking and leveling system that has the potential to save time for C-130 maintainers. Sergeant Kevin Henderson.
Currently, 86 maintenance group maintainers deploy a system using sledgehammers and hanging weights to level an object, requiring a team of 7 airmen and 8 man-hours to lift a C-130J Super Hercules off an uneven surface. But thanks to part to the Hercules Innovation Lab, a new system is being prototyped that allows a single airman to safely accomplish the same task in just 2 hours. Master Sergeant Jason Lanehart, 86 Maintenance Squadron Maintenance Flight Chief, gave advice to airmen wanting to undertake similar innovation efforts.
Innovation is possible even for maintenance, and if you find something that's really worth it, you have to be ready to build in the continuity to keep the project going, but it is possible.
The new system's final approval will be determined by the Air Force. If approved for use with the military aircraft, developing guidelines and procedures for airmen to use service-wide will follow.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Christian Conrad.